Good morning. My name is Edgar Fleury. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
Very good, sir. All right. Hold on, please. Okay. All right. We are going to be discussing this morning this petition of four petitions. We're going to start with the residential at 20-063, and then we'll go in any sequence you want for the following petitions. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Now, the residential, let me just see. I'm sorry about that. I thought they were all commercial here. Let me just...
Yeah, 63. The reason we go in that, we have a residential man here that has a... we'll be leaving soon. That's why we're doing that first.
So that's petition 64. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah. Isn't the 64 the residential? Oh, I am sorry. I have to apologize. I wrote the wrong one. Okay. Okay. We're going to be discussing then 264 first, okay?
Okay. Hold on one moment if you can.
Absolutely.
Just double check something.
Thank you. Can everybody hear that? I don't know how I got that error there. 1, 2, 3, stop singing.
Hi, this is Jonathan McDonald.
Okay.
Hey, doing the it looks like the hearing petition 064.
Pardon me, sir?
Yeah, here for the hearing for petition 20-064. Is that what we're doing?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, great.
All right. My name is Edgar Fleury. Could you state your name for the record, sir?
Sure, Jonathan McDonald with Property Tax Professionals and the Petitioner.
MCDONALD?
That is right.
Okay. Could you state your name for the record, Property Appraiser?
This is Freddie Blackburn with the Hernando County Property Appraiser's Office.
Mr. Blackburn has been previously sworn in. Sir, could you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Okay, very good. Are you familiar with the opening statement that for these hearings?
Yeah, I am familiar and I have no questions.
Very good. Okay, very good. We'll let the property appraiser present his evidence, and then we'll allow you to present yours and have a couple of minutes of rebuttal if necessary. Okay. Sure. Mr. Blackburn, could you please proceed?
Let me just say that I've never received any evidence of exchange. I just want to make sure that we never did the proper exchange of evidence, so I don't know what their evidence is, and they don't know what my evidence is.
However, I received a copy of the evidence.
I'm just letting you know we never did any evidence exchange. I've got emails stating that I was asking for, and they were asking for, and I told them, and I've even got one response from a Jonathan on the 24th. Hold on, let me read. Let's see. When they first originally sent evidence for their other residential properties on the 24th, I responded to Jonathan saying, "We never received any evidence for petition 64. Are you moving forward with this one, or will you be withdrawing this one too?" And Jonathan responded back, "We will most likely let the petition go as a no-show with no evidence." And then I got a email from Susie that they're still waiting on our evidence packet. That was on November the 25th. And we responded back that we never received any evidence for 64, so we didn't exchange evidence.
How would the magistrate have the evidence?
I received it from the clerk.
Yeah, I believe that we did send. I believe, and again, I'm, you know.
Mr. McDonald, excuse me. This is Darlene with the clerk's office. How it works is when you request a telephonic, we ask you to send whatever you exchanged already, and that's how the magistrate has it because you sent it to us. We don't communicate with that's for you to do the exchange with the property appraiser. So that's how he has it. It's just a question of if it's admissible or not.
Okay, Mr. Blackburn, do you have any objection for me to reviewing their evidence?
I would object because I didn't have time to review or do any kind of rebuttal, but I'm...
Okay.
But if, I mean, that's up to you at the end of the day.
I would let you review it now, if you wouldn't mind. It's not that cumbersome.
Yes.
Could you hang on, Mr. McDonald? By the way, I don't have the correct spelling of your first name. J-O-H-N...
It's J-O-N...
Oh, J-O-N... I'm sorry. Stop right there. Hang on. Start all over. I'm a J-O-H... I mean, J-O-N...
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Okay. I want to make sure I have spelled correctly. Thank you. We're going to give the property appraiser a couple of minutes to take a look at what you sent in. It's not that voluminous. So.
Yeah, it's just a few bills.
Okay. As you... He has a list of, I just noticed that, 4-6 sales. Information pertaining to the sale of the property, which is public record. Objection? You have an objection?
I still would like to object the evidence, but I mean, I've had time to review it. I don't see where they've reconciled an exact figure on the documentation that I reviewed just now, other than their sale price. They're, I guess, putting most weight on their sale price.
Would you read in your evidence, and then we'll proceed to
yes,
get some comments in regards to the petitioner's evidence, and I'll rule on your admissibility later.
The subject property is located in Spring Hill, Unit 5, Block 231, Lot 8. The physical address is 185 Galliano Court, Spring Hill, Florida. Our market value is $168,648. The assessed and taxable value are the same, of $168,648. This is a single family residence that sold for $119,900 on November the 27th for 2019. The subject property was last reviewed on March 12, 2020. The appraiser found the home to be of average quality and good condition. The home has 2,010 adjusted square feet. It was built in 1985 and currently has a market rate of $76 per adjusted square foot. The appraiser completed research in the subject's market area and reported the sales which best reflect the subject's property. The comparable sales price minus less features divided by their adjusted square foot indicate a comparable sales range from $80 to $92 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for differences between the subject property and the comparable sales by and deducting cost of sale, the comparable sales range from $71 to $84 per adjusted square foot. The petitioner's rate of $76 per adjusted square foot falls within this range. The property appraiser's office has considered all criteria relevant to Florida Statute 193.011, with the greatest emphasis being placed on the sales comparison approach to value. If you look at page 2 of my evidence packet, you'll see a residential sales analysis with the subject and four comparable properties. On page 3 is our aerial map of the subject's location along with the comparable properties. pages 4 through 6 are the subject's property card. Pages 7 through 18 are the comparable property cards. 19 through 31 are supporting documents. Page 32 is the evidentiary letter. Page 33 is the DR 493 cost of sale adjustment cover letter. Page 34 is DR 493 cost of sale adjustment. Page 35, IAA position on adjustments of sale prices. And then 36 through 66 is our legal support. Going back to our residential sales analysis, the median of those four comparable sales, and including a cost of sale, is $82. And the subject property is at $76. So we feel like we have enough support data for that valuation.
Okay, I have a question in regard to the last two sales. One was 12/2/19 at $105,000, which was disqualified. And there was one, earlier, previous month, 11/27/19 at $119,900, that was qualified. It appears that you did not consider that, even though it was supposedly a qualified sale. Any question, any response to that? I'm looking at your property card.
Yes, sir.
Page 6.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. The reason why we did not throw this piece of property into our sales grid here, we used it in our overall assessment of the county. But for today's purposes of the Value Adjustment Board, we did not use the own property sale in the sales grid because in further research of this property, I could not find it actually listed for sale on the MLS. And the previous owner, Golden Mile LLC, sold it to Florida Eagle Investments. And there, I could not find anywhere it was listed on Realtor.com, Zillow.com. So I don't know if it was ever really listed on record. So we did not use it because we didn't know if it was actually a qualified arm's length transaction or not.
Okay. Because they have it as qualified, and the following sale was not disqualified. That's why it was disqualified. That's what I was wondering. All right. Mr. McDonald, could you please proceed? I have your evidence package in front of me, and why don't you go through that, and we'll see the validity in your evidence.
All right. So we have 26 pages of evidence here. I should be able to go through it fairly quickly. Page 1 is our cover page. Page 2 is the Hernando County Cost of Sale Adjustment Notification. Moving on to page 4, we have the PAO sheet and card for the subject property. Again, I know we were just discussing this, but the subject property did sell end of November 2019 for $119,900. Was a qualified sale. Current market value is $168,000 and change. So basically, where we're at right here is we feel the best indication is going to be the 2019 sale price. It was about a month away from the date of assessment. The property was relisted in March of 2020 for $239,900 with no sale to date. It's still listed from what I recall. The property was still in repair as of January 1, 2020. So what it looks like happened, the property was purchased for $119,000, fixed up and then re-put on the market for obviously quite a bit higher. But again, no sale to date. Moving on to page 6, we just have some additional sales all in the subject's direct area. Basically, all just kind of here just trying to confirm that the subject's sale is about $120,000. It's relatively in the range here, all roughly about the same size property here as the subject. And I'll quickly go through these. So we're on page 6. Again, I'll just kind of quickly go through these. Sale 1 on Eastbrook Drive, sold for $103,500. That was in January 19. Sale number two on Cranbrook Court sold for $165,000 in September 2019. Another on Cranbrook Court selling in December 2019 for $151,500. Sale number four on Hogue Court and selling in December 2019 for $169,000. And one on County Line Road. Not the best sale, this is a 2020 sale. And again, I don't believe that this is really kind of like an additional support. I really don't. After re-looking at this, I'm really not. Feel free to kind of dismiss that sale. That's really not the best sale.
Which one?
Okay. Sale number five is on County Line Road. It was a 2020 sale, and again, I don't believe. I'm basically just saying now, feel free to dismiss that sale. I really don't like it. After giving everything a second look. We have the details for all these sales here on the following pages, and we have maps and photos of all the sales. You can see all these are pretty much in average condition, you could say at best. Sale number three on Cranbrook Court was sold for $151,500 in December 2019. Actually appears to be in decent shape. Looks like the pool is in good shape, and at least looks like the flooring has been redone, which a lot of times if you're obviously just ripping out some old dirty carpet and putting new floors in there, that'll obviously make it look a lot better. The other sales though are certainly pretty original condition, and again that's pretty much what is a strong indication here. The subject sold in original condition as well, and obviously somebody bought it, fixed it back up, and is trying to reflip it. So really what it comes down to here is with cost of sale considered, the market value for 2020 is $168,000. That's basically stating that they think the property is worth closer to about $200,000. I don't think that that's really the best. I don't really think that that's maybe the best reflection of the shape of the property as of Jan 1, 2020. The final four pages that we have, just some more cost of sale information regarding that 15% adjustment that we think is fair. And that's really all I have right now.
All right. My observation is these properties are between 1,400 and 1,700, or 1,200 to 1,700 square feet, and the subject's 2010. But I'm going to review your sales. I'm going to allow the admissions of this information because the clerk received it. However, in the future, it has to be sent to the property appraiser. Otherwise, it should not be acceptable as evidence.
No.
Now, the subject is substantially larger than all of these comparables, so keep that in mind. All right.
Yep.
I think we'll handle that. Is there anything else you may have, Mr. Blackburn?
I would like, if you don't mind, is where did y'all find it listed? Because I could not find a listing. What realtor did y'all purchase this from?
Let me see here.
I see your current listing right now, and on realtor.com, I was able to find the current listing.
Yep.
But nothing prior to that.
Yeah, no, I don't have a... The current listing is on realtor.com, but as far as the listing that sold end of November 2019, I do not have I'm not sure if it was marketed on the MLS, if it was obviously an off market deal.
Okay.
So there is no MLS, but. Yeah, that's kind of the answer to that question.
All right, fine. The evidence presented by the property appraiser is Exhibit 1 is admissible. The evidence by the petitioner is Exhibit 2, and that's admissible. End of this petition. All right.